Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina. We welcome you. We welcome you in the name of Jesus on May the 21st, 2021, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We thank and praise God tonight for being in the land of the living, for another opportunity to come forth to allow the Holy Spirit to use us in whatever capacity he chooses to. We yield, we decrease, and allow the Holy Spirit to increase in the precious name of Jesus. We thank and praise each and every person that would hear this message, that will come on, that will call in. We are here to stand with you, to pray with you, to allow the Holy Spirit to use us to minister your need. And also to bring glory to the name of Jesus, to lift him up. And we will be moving in the gifts of the Spirit, encouraging people. We also will try to lift people up during these hard times to focus on Jesus instead of focus on their problem and the circumstance that they're going through. And we just bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. We bless each and every person tonight, wherever you may be, all over the land. We bless you. We bless every ministry that opened up in the name of Jesus, that he is called and truly called to the body of Christ at this season, this time. We're not a one-man show or one-man. We need each and every one, or else he would not have allowed it to be so, that it's consisting of the body of Christ. And no matter where we go, no matter where we be, or what city we live in, what town we live in, if you are a born-again Christian, you are a member of the body of Christ. Christ, no matter what church affiliation that you may attend or whatever, but the main cause of what God is the body of Christ. We belong to the body of Christ. So we praise God tonight. And all that he has done and will do for us, we thank and praise him again, like I said, for being in the land of the living. Because so many people here yesterday, they may not be here today. And we just give God all glory and honor and praise. And he's at my, even as I come before tonight to pray, to lift up his holy name tonight, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name tonight, Father, and all that you have done. Father, we thank and praise you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank and praise you, God, for the things that you've done, the things that you didn't do, you know, that we thought you might have, should have done, because we know that you are all wise, God, and everything that you do, you know as to why you're doing and what needs to be done for each and every person on planet Earth. We pray tonight, God, for our nation. We pray, Father God, for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit that will come and shower down on us tonight, God, not just on other people, but I need you to shower down on me, God. I thank you for a visitation, Lord God, that will forever change me in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I thank and praise you, God, as we pray for all the people in authority on whatever level they own, Father. We lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, to go in and make a visitation, speak to their heart, their mind, and whatever compassion that you know that you need to do in order for to get them to see, Lord God, to see your heart and your will and your purpose, God, for this land in the name of Jesus. And I'm just asking you, Father, allow your divine will to be done. I don't know your will for this country. I don't know your will even totally for me, Father. But whatever your will is, God, we ask you to let your divine purpose be done tonight, God. We pray for each city, each town. I pray for the hospital, the nursing home, the children's home, the mental institution, the hospice. God, I pray for all over. I pray against, God, the murdering spirit. I pray against, Lord God, any sin, anything that's, Lord God, is against your word, your law, Father. I break the power of the devil right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I'm asking you to just go in these places, Father. Let your holy angels go in, Father, and minister to the needs of the people, God. I know you will do it for, Lord God, for the heirs of salvation, because the word of God say there are ministering spirits for the heirs of salvation tonight, God. But help us to have an open heart and an open mind, Father, in the name of Jesus, to receive receive from you. And, Lord, and we come against, God, every attack of the enemy. We come against the stubbornness and rebellion, Lord God, and pride that's in people today, Father, that rejecting your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father. I pray tonight for each and every person, God, tonight that's standing in need of a prayer, standing in need of a miracle, Father God, standing in need of a home, Father, standing in need of financial blessings, whatever they're standing. But most of all, I know we're standing in need of a closer walk with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight for each and every person, God. I pray for each and every person that have asked me to pray for them and stand in agreement, God, for your divine purpose to be done. In the name of Jesus, sometimes, God, we don't even know what's best for us, but you do know what is best for each and every person tonight, God. I pray, Father. I pray for every ministry that you have called and truly called, Father, that are operating, God, in your will, divine purpose, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that giving your people what is needed for them, Lord God, for you to be glorified, Father, in the name of Jesus. And those who the devil has set up, God, I come against it. I break the power of it right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to pull the cover upon the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, those of us who you have called out to ministry, and we have not stepped forth in our calling, Father, I'm not asking you, God, right now to stir us up. Let us realize that you need yielded vessels to use for your glory and for to bless other people, Father. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, come into that place, Father, God, where we, God, will hear your voice, and Lord God, and we can be a vessel for the Master's use. Lord, it's a song that they sing, say we may be the only Jesus that people will ever see. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to send forth your anointing, hallelujah, across this land, God. Touch people, God, whatever, Lord God, they're standing in need of, Lord God, raise up someone to meet that need, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you tonight, God, for all that you are doing. And what you're going to do. I even thank you for what you have not done, because I know you're all wise, God. And there's nothing that you don't know. And even sometimes, God, we get in a hurry for you. We want you to do this or do that. But, you know, you're all wise, and everything is in your hand and your timing. Help us as a people to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see your deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm just asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to allow the Holy Spirit as a sovereign move, Father, to fall down upon your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, allow, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, your anointing to rest upon people wherever they may be. Father, we need a revival in this land. I'm not talking about a church revival, Lord. We need a revival for your sovereign power will just fall and hit me first of all, and then, Lord, go all over the land, wherever people may be, and bring about a conviction upon us and cause us to come up to the place that you would desire us to be. And, Father, I thank you tonight, Lord God, help me to be a vessel for the Master's use, God. Help me to bring changes, Lord God. And, Lord, whatever need correcting me, please do so, Lord God. I stand back and allow you to correct whatever needs to be done in me. You know what's there, God, whether I'm aware of it or not aware of it. You know, God, if I'm not walking in what you want me to walk in, God, you know what may be hindering it. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm praying today, God. There's some people, Lord God, that need food to eat. They don't have food, God. Open up a door. Open up a way, Father. If it's money to pay bills, Father, or whatever is needed, God. They got children, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. They need your anointing, God, your spirit. God, raise them up and use them for your glory. And, Lord, we thank and we praise you tonight for all that you're doing and for the wonders called. And I speak the blessing of God upon you in the name of Jesus. I speak the holy fire of God to just surround you, just take over you, your life, your mouth, your hands, your feet, everything about you, and be a vessel for the Master's use. We need laborers in the field today to establish the kingdom of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for many you have. So, Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to send the fire upon the bus and send us out equipped in order, God, to bring deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we need you to move upon us. And, Lord, we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, amen, amen. And as I said before, I do praise and thank God tonight. Hallelujah for being in the land of liberty. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. I'm not saying I understand everything he's doing. I'm not, I may not understand why he's not doing some things, but I trust him that he knows what's best for me. You know, and I'm thanking him and praising him for giving me the patience, the fruit of the Spirit to wait on him for his timing. He moved because one thing about it, you know, I was sitting up here not a little while ago, and I was talking about where I saw this thing, and I know about it, but I forgot about it. I said, where God guides, God provides. So this is one reason why I've learned to wait on the Lord, wait on the Holy Spirit to tell me to move and whatever it is. I remember even when I was pastoring, and like I said, I did it out of my house, but a lot of the people were telling me, well, Pastor, we ought to get a building. I said, well, God haven't told me to get a building. When he do, I get one because I know that he will take care of it. And what we're going to stand with you, we're going to this, that up. And, you know, I thank God that I did not listen to them, because if I had stepped out and done what they wanted me to do, they didn't stand with me anyway. And this is one thing I told people. One thing about me, I'm real. I'm real to the core. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to, you know, go around the bush. But I told them, if you can't live right in here, you get a church building, you're not going to live right. It has to be in your heart. But I'm learning, you know, like I said, a lot of time, a lot of things. I can't step forth to do things because I'm not a dumb person. But I also know if God wants to go close, he'll close it too. You know, so I just want to be, you know, be encouraging to people and telling, you know, get your spirit to a place that you listen and you listen to the Spirit of God clearly. And I'm not saying don't listen to God through somebody else, but when your spirit gets clear, you can hear him speak, because he never said in his word, my sheep know my vessel. That's not what scripture says. He said, my sheep know my voice. And he may come through with his voice in any kind of way, but you'll know through by the Spirit of God in you. I was sharing with a lady today. I told her there's no way that anyone, unless he tells me, can tell me that they said he got the Spirit of God in them. And he's speaking to another person that in your spirit, man, whether you ever heard it before, you'll know through by your spirit, man, because of the peace of God that has come from God. If I try to know it through my head, then I don't have what I have, because he always know himself. And this is why I'm constantly telling people, get your spirit, man, clear, get out of a carnality and all of that, and you'll be able to hear him speak. However he speak, he'll make it be so that you'll be able to understand what he's saying and nobody else is. But tonight we're going to talk on the spiritual gifts. And out of 1 Corinthians 12th chapter. And one reason that the Lord let me do this also, because sometimes I hear people tell people, I hear ministers tell people, you know, ask God, telling you want this gift or that gift. But when you go back to scripture, he has already given the gifts to people. Already, whatever gift he wants you to have. And like I tell people, you know, we can ask for a certain gift, but do you know what price they paid for to be able to operate in that gift? I tell people, you know the glory. You see the anointing on people, and they operate in a certain gift or something else, but you don't know what they went through. Because it is a price to pay. Yeah, we have the gift in us. But in order for God to be able to reveal and show you this or give you deeper revelation and all, there is some tests and trials and things that you go through. I never have learned, especially after I grow some. I don't care how I see God use, I don't care what God is saying. He's going to, you know, give another word to another person's life. You won't hear me say I would like to have that because I don't know what they went through with to get that particular gift for God to use them like that. Because I know a lady was telling me, and she was telling me that the thing that the Lord carried me through, and she was much older, she'd been in church a long time, and she was saying that, I don't know what I could have went through with what you went through. I swear, my test is not your test. Because she had a husband that was, He was a trip. I told her, I don't think I could have went through that test. I probably would have failed it. Because I wouldn't say that and take them what she take them. But I told her, each test is already designed by God. Every person takes whatever you went through. It's not a half chance. It's not a something that jumped out of the air. It just happened, you know, as you grew up. But every test every trial, every hardship, whatever it was already designed by God for the perfecting of whatever he has called you for. So this is why scriptures tell us to abide in your own calling. But I do hear preachers and things telling people that, and they shouldn't tell people that, and people shouldn't want whatever God is, giving somebody else. Because if they think back, like I was telling a lady one time, God used her, even in spite of how messed up she was. But this woman, God used her prophetically. Now she was out there. He used her prophetically. This woman I don't call it singing. She could sing because she was one of those people that can sing without music, without a piano playing. She had a lot of gifts. She had gifts where she knew how to read a portrait and stuff. I read, but I couldn't read in accented like she does. And I told her, if you stop and think about the gift that you got a gift that I don't even operate in. You wouldn't want nobody else's gift. I said, I can hardly sing with music or without music. And here you is, a man, beautiful voice. But her heart wasn't right. She did a lot of mess. But I told her, I said, don't ever look at somebody else and desire their gifts. Desire God to use you like that. Because when we stop to think and search out our own gifts and things, a lot of times some of our gifts and stuff is greater than what other people's gifts. Because God gives to everyone. Everyone natural and spiritual gift what he wants them to have. And people need to start teaching and telling people the truth and teach the word of God rather than trying to deviate from it. But the scriptures say this, 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And that word ignorant means to be unlearned about something, not have the knowledge of it. That's not mean stupid. Our day of thinking, what ignorant means, sometimes people call people stupid because they don't know something. But in scripture, that's not what it's saying. It's saying they unknowing about it. They don't have the knowledge about it. They have not learned it or whatever. But he was telling them he did not want them to be ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles. And during that time, the Gentile was not the Israelite. There was like the people that didn't belong to Christ. So like we were before we come in, and because of the Israelite is the real seed, the first seed that belonged to God, we were grafted in. So basically we were Gentile. He said, carried away unto these dumb idols even as you were led. And basically when we in the world, a lot of things that we do, and the Bible calls it dumb idols, and doing things that we, things that we worship. Even with the gifts and things, how a lot of time people think these psychic people and all that, they went off on the wrong path. But those gifts were given by God. But they went off on the wrong path because in our mother's womb, before we ever came into the world, those gifts were placed in us then. This is why I tell people a lot of time, I've had to deal with people being jealous of how God uses maybe me or somebody else. I told them that this is stupid because he gave the gift as he saw fit. And a lot of time back during the day, and he still does that now, a lot of time, I dream more than just openly see stuff. And I also just know, it's got to be by the Spirit of God. But sometimes something, I just know. People say, how you know? I said, I just know. I said, a lot of times people say, well, you know through your knower, your inner man. That is because every gift God has given to people, if people can open and see business, that's because God give it to you. It's not because you're special. It's not because you're knowledgeable. It's not because he loves you more than he loves somebody else and not mean that your gifting is better than the person's gift that he showed the other way. We as the body of Christ have to stop being jealous of other people. We got to stop bragging about, I can see stuff. This only because God opened up your eyes. It's not because you're special. Because I remember going back to when my daughter was 13 years old, the lady had told me, said God was going to begin to use her. He was going to begin to use her. So at that time, he opened up her spiritual eyes, and she could see more in the spirit and prophesy more like a seer. And I had really been started in the Lord, and I couldn't see like she saw. He showed her angels. I'd never seen her like that. So, but it didn't make me feel jealous because the Lord let me know He opened up the gifts, not us. And I remember we went in the hospital one time to pray for a lady, and the Lord let her see the angel standing beside the, you know, the lady's bed. But I didn't see it. I didn't see it, and I was born again. So, but the Lord had also told me one time before he let somebody use her, maybe about a couple of years after, he told me, said he would close her gifts up before he let anybody use her and strip her. He said, I won't let her see anything. So that also taught me he opened and closed up the gifts when he get ready. If he opened it up, it's because he choose to want to open up and use that person. But anyway, you know, it's a lot about the way the Holy Spirit operates. We as a people need to learn so people won't make other people feel bad, and then they won't feel bad because they don't see or know like other people. You know, all this stupid stuff to me, stupid stuff. But he said, wherefore, I give you to understand, put in your mind, basically, that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So even if a person got gifts, because you have them before you come in the Word, you have them before you get saved. I tell people, you know, people, hey, no, I said, no. I said, because I'm telling you something. When I was in the world, wasn't thinking about no serving God. I would dream and have stuff, and I didn't really want to go to sleep, because if I did, if I dreamed, it was going to happen. And I told him I wasn't thinking about God at that time. I'm not going to sit up and tell that lie like some people say. No, I wasn't. So if he did me like that, that was other people. They could see things and know things too before they came into Christ. They could know things. But the only, like the Bible saying here, though, we cannot say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. You have to have the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about there's two different levels. Once, when you get saved, the Spirit of God, he comes into your spirit. That is not baptism in the Holy Ghost, emerging in the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about water. There's another level. How do I know that? Because I had accepted the Lord. I had said the sinner prayer. But I had got in the Word of God and began to study the Word of God. I saw that was another level over in the book of Acts and also in Matthew, where it's talking about when John was talking about your one come that his shoes is not worthy to unlatch, but he's going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. I went to my pastor, and I told her about laying hands on me, because I had read that in the book of Acts. You know, because I wanted it so bad. I knew from revelation and from reading that was another level. Now, yes, during the time when I accepted the Lord, there were certain things that bring conviction upon me, you know, that was happening, or even, I guess I was thinking about it, it had to be in, for the Holy Spirit come upon me. But I once the Holy Spirit came in, because he told her, don't touch me. All I had to do was praise him. But I was wanting so bad, I asked her again another time. And he told her the same thing. Don't touch her. All she had to do was praise me. But once at home, when I wasn't around anymore, okay, I began to just clap my hand and praise God by the radio. And the Holy Ghost had came in. When it came in, picked me up and carried me across the table. But anyway, tongue just come forth. It wasn't like people were telling people now, just, you know, learn to speak what you hear, learn to do all of this. Because they don't want to understand that particular level, especially, it come up out of your belly. It comes up, it just comes up. Come up out of your belly as the Spirit will. As the Spirit will, not as I will or anything, you know, what comes. So people need to get in the Word and understand that. But he said, now there are diversity of gifts. But the same Spirit. It doesn't make any difference what kind of gift anyone has. That's what diversity means, many different gifts. Many. And to be honest with you, I do believe, and not what I know, there are gifts that's not even in the King James Version of the Bible. Or no other Bible I have read. It may be in some other Bible, because I'm going to go back when I was a sinner. I used to smell colognes or something that somebody wore. There wasn't nobody around me at the time but me. I could smell it. I didn't know nobody was a gift. But I said, within an hour or so, a person would come. And when they come, that's the kind of colognes they have on. I had it one time since I've been born again. One time, I was at this lady's house, and she came over late. She was getting ready to take me home. But I smelled this cologne. It was Houston cologne, I think is the name of how I pronounce it. But anyway, I told her, I said, I can't leave now. I smell this cologne. Do you have She said, no. I said, I don't know why I smell it. I don't know what's going on, but I cannot leave your house because every time I went to her front door, I had to come back. But what it was, maybe about 30 minutes later, a lady had come. And so the lady, when she came, she had on that cologne. But the Lord didn't want me to leave at that time because he had the lady not only prophesying to me, but had me prophesying to her. So that's why I tell people, if a lot of people was to be honest, and but they sometimes they may be ashamed to say it or because somebody's going to laugh at them, but there's certain things about how God uses them or what they see that they don't really read it in Scripture, but it does come from God. Now, I don't really share it. I don't know why I'm sharing this tonight, but I don't really share it to people because a lot of times, well, people say it ain't in the Bible. It's a lot of things that's not in there, that was not put in there. But God had told me, so therefore, she's not in there. If it benefits your walk, I will give it to you. And I could tell many testimonies how the Lord allowed things to come to me, books, whatever it was, come to me. But anyway, it's a diverse, that there are diversity of gift, but the same Spirit. He said there are differences of administration, different ministry, a variety of ministry, but the same Lord. So we don't expect everybody to do alike, act alike, prophesy the same, preach the same, teach the same. You know, all of this stuff that we see in the body of Christ with certain peoples, because if you don't teach like somebody else, then people want to think you're not of God. If you don't prophesy, everybody don't prophesy like that instantly. Prophesy when it gets ready. And I have a problem with that, but I won't go into that. But they think that you're not of God. So some of us that got gifts hate to even do anything, say anything, because it's not like somebody else. And we don't want to be hurt. But let me tell you something. When we don't obey the Spirit of God and do what he said, do matters not what nobody else thinks. Matters no matter how it come out. Because a lot of people not walking in what they call it because somebody else, well, I don't think this is of God, because that's not the way he used me. Well, like I tell people, you're not the perfect example. I'm not. He is. But you know by the Spirit of God that's in you. That's what you know by. You know by the Spirit of God in you. And when you know him, he didn't make everybody alike anyway. We can compare our people. He said, test the spirit that's in the person. With your spirit in you, when the Holy Ghost is in there, well, I know with me. I know when somebody talking or when somebody doing something, whether it comes from the Holy Ghost or not. Whether I ever heard the message or whether I've ever heard whatever that's being said, even when they're telling me something or when they corrected me, I know by my inner man if it's really come from God or not. If it comes from God, I'm not for the mess with it. I'm not for to try to question it, because my spirit man in me already let me know that's coming from him. There's something there that I may not have a knowledge. So we have to be very, very sensitive to the Spirit of God. But he said there, and there are diversity of operation. Going right back what I just got through saying, they operate differently. But it is the same God which working all in all. It is, so we shouldn't expect everybody to operate like. I mean, I know a certain ministry, and I know that the person think everybody ought to operate like they operate. You know, if you don't operate like they operate, then actually they don't really receive you as being a servant of God. That's not Scripture. That's not God. That is not God. You know one another by the Spirit. If you know the Bible, study the Bible, and stay in Scripture, because he tells us right here. But it's the same Spirit. So I'm not supposed to reject his Spirit. I'm not supposed to reject his Spirit. What I have to, maybe if it's somebody watching, I may go to the Lord and I reveal, reveal this to me so I won't be coming against your spirit. I won't be calling that which is holy and blaspheming against it, which the Bible says there's no forgiveness in this world. Saying calling something holy and calling it of the devil because it's not what I'm used to or not what I've been around. And I know, I'm going to say even with me, a lot of times the Lord have used me especially. He had me doing a lot of walking. Walking, walking and talking. So these particular people that was in a house Bible study with, they said it was a prayer thing, but that wasn't what it was. But anyway, they'd be saying, look at them. But, you know, I mean, you know, and I didn't know why every time they got ready to close out, the Holy Ghost would get me up, start to walk, and they thought I was praising God. That wasn't what it was. But he was letting them know that he was not through. And the lady would say, well, we know we got to get up out of people's house, that God does everything in decent and in order. She was trying to say that I was out of order, but I had nothing to do with the Holy Spirit coming upon me. But the same person at that time said that God got me ministering to them now. They done came into the knowledge that basically they was wrong, and it was the Holy Spirit, because they hadn't seen nobody do like that. And they had to concept it because they're in somebody's house, you know, they got to get out. But they forget God is in control of everything. Because I had told the Lord even at that time, if he has somebody that come to the house and meet and minister, work on, he can have them be there all day long if he wants to. It's his place, not mine. Because one thing about it, if God wants to use something for his own glory, he'll move you out of there and put somebody else in there. And that's what people don't understand about that. But anyway, I'm going to say, read that again, sixth verse. And there are diversity of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. It's the same God that worketh all in all. And you got a lot of people, a lot of different things that make people act, the way people do. They come against, but you're coming against God. You're blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. And like I said again, you're calling that which is holy, you're calling it the devil. And the Bible said there is no forgiveness in this earth. This is why I'm telling people you need to really check your spirit out. Check your spirit out. And I hear a lot of that nowadays too, people talking about the Kremlinian and the Illuminati and this, that, and other. And I'm not saying some of that stuff is not there. But like I told them, if you ain't operating in no kind of nothing, so how can you talk? You're not even doing anything to bring healing and deliverance. But you're calling everything else is the devil. You're saying the devil got more power than God. When you need to really check out the spirit of God. So we got to be so very careful and know, you know, through by the spirit, by the word and revelation. And if a person is calling out a Christian or word of mine, you can't get the revelation that a person that lives in the spirit of God gets, the kingdom of God. God's going to give them really about his kingdom. They're going to know the difference. They may not know the whole Bible like some people know, but they know the kingdom of God is different from the devil's kingdom, because it's two kingdoms, okay? But he said, but the manifestation of the revealing of the Spirit is given to every man, mankind, to profit withal. This is what is given to them whenever the Spirit of God comes forth. This is why you hear me say, a lot of time I just really have a problem with people talking about the gifts manifesting and only prophecy, but you don't see no deliverance. You don't see no about his life changing. And all this, when Scripture says here, if those things are being manifest, it's given to every man to profit with all. So who's profit? I'm not profiting just to hear what God is able to do. I read the Bible. I know what they're able to do. I'm not saying that God won't come sometime and tell me that. But if God is telling me a certain situation about a person's life revealing that God is ready to bring deliverance, and I'm supposed to yield to his spirit to bring deliverance, not just tell you that you got this and you already know it, or just tell you that God wants to use you, because any of us in the body of Christ know that God wants to use us. That's a fact. We know. But tell me, how do I get there? Tell me what I need to do, what I need to shed off. What is, I'm crying out for this, but I don't know, there got to be a blockage somewhere. Tell me the blockage so I can remove that. Don't just tell me God's going to, yeah, I know he's going to use me because he's been saying it. But if I'm going on and on and on and never getting there, then something is standing in the way. Tell me, if you're seeing in the spirit, you need to be seeing in the spirit where whatever it is blocking me, whether it's a mindset, whether it's some kind of secret sin, or whether it's got timing, or whatever it is, let me know. Don't wait till the time that I stand before Jesus, and then I be judged for not having fulfilled the calling out of my own ignorance. Well, people say God understand that. Let me tell you, the Bible say, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And God's going to hold every person accountable, because when they could have told a person or read a person just to help them to walk in what it is, they saw it and wouldn't say it. So they're afraid they're going to get offended. And some people do. I understand that. But like I say, I don't have time to obey people. I have to obey God. They get offended if you reveal something in their life that could be a hindrance. But to me, look to me, that's a blessing. If somebody said, Mr. Sissel, I see this in your life that's going to hinder you down the road. That's telling me you love me. Don't let me run into whatever it is, get hurt or get killed. Well, I started to tell you, but I didn't want you to be offended. No, offend me. Offend me. Don't let me get hurt. I when I first got saved, a lot of the saints, after I made a mistake, not back in the world, made a mistake, but I could have told you, because the Lord showed me. The thing hurt me so bad, because I said, Lord, I said, now, if all of them claim to have what they had, they don't understand. I was not one of them people that get offended easily, because you tell me the truth. I wasn't one of them people that going to go to God and, well, they saying this about me, God, and can't be true. I wasn't like that. I was wanting to know the truth. I really wanted to know the truth. Because I know that if I wasn't doing what the Bible said doing, the problem was not God, but it had to be me, or it had to be time, or whatever it was. But anyway, the scripture said, for one, to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. So the Spirit of God gives whoever it is the word of wisdom. Okay, we've been taught and told wisdom has come with age. That's not necessarily so. I remember, at least, it's got to be 20-something years ago, the Lord had a lady to tell me, he said, God said he have given you wisdom beyond your age. He has given you wisdom. He has given you wisdom. And not that I had lived all that long time in Christ, what kind of wisdom, but he has given me wisdom. And then he started me off after I got saved, reading the book of Proverbs. And I also read one of the lost books of the Bible, which is the same thing as a wisdom book, the book of Sirach. I read that, and basically both about the same. But he said again, I'm going to read that again, for one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another one the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. It may not be given each person, this, both of the gifts, the same gift. It's up to him. But it's given by the Spirit, so that meant that I can't pick and choose which one. And if people really listen to a lot of times, to a lot of, even a lot of, even young people, I've listened to a lot of them. A lot of them got a lot more wisdom about life, even though they have experience, than some people that's older. Because God gave it to them. God allowed them to be able to see and understand some things. Because Scripture here is telling us it comes from God. It does not come from what we've been taught and told. It comes from God. He said, another one, faith. And this is go back, you know, everybody measure faith, but there are some people. God has given them the gift of faith, great faith. They got a level of faith, a seed in them. Now, it has to go through the fire now. That some other people don't have. Now, they can believe God for the Taj Mahal. And somebody can't even believe God for an apartment building. But people wonder, well, why did this other person don't believe? God may not have given them that level of faith. God may have given to the person, because everybody, like I say, have a gift of faith. Not everybody back up devil your life, but you know, God has given some people a gift of faith. They can believe God for the impossible, the supernatural. Because, well, they're Christian, they should believe. Say, no, everybody's not given that gift. You got people that, I'll say a lot of times, like what the Lord had a lady tell me that sometime back. So God has given you the gift of faith, but I had to go through the fire. That's why now I stretch my faith for stuff without having the money or anything. But that's not because there's nothing within me. It's because that's what he give people. But he said, by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing. So even though a lot of us can pray the prayer of faith and people walk in healing, but there are some people just got the gift of healing, but it's by the same spirit. That's what they operate in, because that's what God gives them. Everybody can operate in every gift when they get ready. It's only given by God. We got to understand scripture. You see, now a lot out, but not a whole lot over in the Western world, but a lot of God's people, they walk in the supernatural healing ministry, and that's the others not, because that could be their calling. And why scripture tells us to abide in your own calling? And like I said, going back, you would ask to operate in there, but do you know what it costs for to have that particular calling on your life? Because some people's not willing to go through what some other people have to go through to get what they get. Because a lot of it is not, you know, all this lovely, sweet stuff. It's a lot of it's persecution, it's hardships, it's tests, it's trial. You know, and the more God reveals to you about the things of the Spirit, the more jealous and hatred that you get. The more jealous and hatred that you get. So, you know, we got to start understanding this thing that everybody's not alike. God has not given to everybody the same thing. But all of it, whatever gifts you've got, be appreciative, be thankful that God felt that that's the one he wants you to have for the work that you call to do and for the people that you're going to have to reach. Everybody don't have to reach the same people. I keep trying to tell people a lot of time the message that God gives them. They think that everybody in the world is supposed to receive it. That's not so. We got particular people that every one of us that God has called out. I've experienced, I've a lesson, I've a word, whatever it is, a people that he wants to send us to. That's what it is. It's not for everybody. And people get mad with you because you try to tell them, you know, that the message you got is not for me, for somebody else. But I know God gives them. That may be true, but you need to discern from the Holy Spirit. The person needs to hear that, because that's what's going to bless them and take them to the next level. God is so wise and so loving. He gives each and every person what they need for the people got to reach, to call them to walk into their destiny. Do you know why a lot of people are not walking to their destiny? Because they're not getting what they need to push them forward. There are a particular thing that you have to push forward into the things of God. But the Bible said to another one, the working of miracles. Everybody, that means that everybody is not going to operate in miracles. Only God is already picking choose for the one. To another one, prophecy. There are different many kinds of prophets and prophetess. They're not all the same. It's how God revealed the message to them to determine what kind of prophet. There are some people that's prophet, and what they does is the Holy Spirit just come up, just run up out of them, just blow up out of them. That's a nubbing prophet. It only let the Spirit come upon them and just start to rolling out. And sometimes, because the people don't understand, they try to cut it off or try to talk. When sometimes the person has to tell them, you got to hold it a minute because this is coming up, I got to give it out. I got to get it out. They can't stop it. It stops when the Holy Spirit gives it to stop it. Then you got some of them that God shows things, that shows picture while they're talking, that shows numbers, that shows this, that shows that. You know, some of them may just be dreams. But we have to learn how to really study on the different ones so we can understand how God used different people. And then we can be able to receive from that person. Because, like I say, you know, well, I don't know, that's not the way he used me. But like I tell people, but you're not the perfect example, neither am I. But he's saying here, to another, the work of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discern the spirit. That means that there are people God has given the gift of they know how to discern spirits. What I've seen a lot of Christians, they don't know how to discern spirit because, what, first of all, they say, well, you know, that Sister Joan acting like this, a Brother Joan. But what kind of spirit is operating behind it? What kind of spirit is using it? Because we as Christians and believers, we both be able to discern what kind of spirit got that person acting the way they acting. And then the Bible says, because we're not dealing with flesh and blood. Then we go by to either if to bring deliverance or whatever, through by the way the Word of God says, not the way through the natural. But let me talk to her. Let me tell her or him or whatever it is, and let them know and understand. No, that's not what Scripture says. Because you're not dealing with that person. You're dealing with the spirit that's operating behind that person. That's what you're dealing with. And the Bible tells us that. Not to go that other way. And a lot of times, you know, when God had me pastoring, trying to teach people how to do deliverance and stuff, and no matter how much I but teach them and tell them, you're not dealing with the person. But yeah, but that put so much on the, as they look in, what the use of me teaching y'all, and then you come right back to me to talk to me about what the person did, instead of discerning what spirit it is, and then we can pray against that spirit to loose that person and let them go. That's learning how to do deliverance. I said, but no, you still want to say, well, they ought to know better. They old enough to know better. They, you know, all of this worldly carnality way of thinking and talking. That's not what the Scripture tells us. You cannot, anything or anybody acting whatever way like that, you cannot bring deliverance to them during the Easter world where God give us the manuscript here to go by. That's what he give us the manuscript to go by, the Word of God, in order to bring deliverance. This is why a lot of God's people cannot bring deliverance to people, because they know what the Scriptures say, but they still try to operate, you know, well, I'm going to talk to brother or so-and-so, I'm going to talk to the pastor, I'm going to talk to this, I'm going to tell them about what they're doing was wrong. Don't you know they already know 9 times out of 10 and think they're right? So my telling them ain't going to change them. But if I go in prayer and start taking authority over the spirit that's trying to control them and use them and bring deliverance to them, then once they get deliverance, they won't do the same thing. And this is why we're not getting, you know, getting help or getting, bring deliverance to people, because we try to do it the world way of doing it and think that they will get it and they will understand. You know, and it's really just a thing, because I was talking to somebody today and I was trying to make them understand. The more I was trying to make them understand, but it just don't make no sense. I don't know why people did it, you know, and all that. And I told them, remember, when God had me trying to talk to you, you're doing the same way that they did. But if I didn't have the grace or wasn't called to have a shepherd anointing, I wouldn't step with you. But I knew that was whatever kind of spirit was controlling you, not you. I said, you're going to have to be that same thing, but God using this to teach you, because we don't teach you how to preach and teach, but God will teach you and train your spirit how to minister to people. Because if you don't, you won't know how to bring deliverance to people. But we'll go to everybody the same way, although they could have the same kind of action or reaction by whatever they're doing. But you don't always go take the same method to work with everybody. The Holy Spirit will tell you how to bring deliverance if you listen to the Holy Spirit. But the Bible also say, during the Spirit, to another one, divers kinds of tongue. Okay, basically what I've seen with people that speak in tongues, most of them speaking to them to get ready. I don't get that. But anyway, that's between them and God. But it's the same thing every time, all the time. Tongues is a language of some kind. Use your language that the people be speaking. It's not the same thing, because the Lord had dealt with me some time back. And I was talking to the Lord. I said, now, something just ain't right. That's because, as they say in the Holy Spirit, they be speaking the same way, but however way they speak, even when they're going to give a message to the church. I said, but in the world, when you're speaking, if you're speaking in English, you're speaking in Spanish, or you're speaking in German, or whatever you're speaking in, you speak the language of that country. But you don't speak the same thing for every sentence that you give. So I said, Lord, something is not right by that. So, again, you talk to the Lord about that. And so sometime back, the Lord had allowed a lady, I think her name was Ivanka Thompson, I believe it was. And I think her brother or somebody is a pastor, too. But the Lord had let me, a book that she had, because I had told the people that I was teaching. I told them, I said, It's a language. I was even reading when you read the book of Acts. But no. But anyway, I ended up getting that book that she was teaching on saying the same thing. So this is why a lot of time, you know, I listen to people in the Arab people. They don't speak the same way every time. They don't speak to say the same thing. We know how they sometimes they speak. Because there was diverse kinds of tongues. And those that don't speak in diverse kinds of tongues, they'll say, well, that can't be of the Holy Ghost because they don't speak the same way all the time, but they need to study Scripture. They need to study Scripture. And he said, to another, the interpretation of tongues. So that means that he has already given the gift. Now, sometimes God will have us to know that if that desire is in there, because he has already put it in there, we just got to learn how to discover how to operate or walk in it, because it has to be already in there. So this is what the Scripture is saying. He has already put whatever gifts that's in there. That don't mean that everybody got all of the gift all the time and all that, but whatever, if they have it, because he has put it in there. Some gifts are laying dormant in people. Because sometimes what people want, and that means that they're in there, but they don't operate in, they don't use. Because a lot of times people be so focused on wanting the gifts that they want that they ignore the one that God has put in them. Or they don't seek the Lord and ask him, you know, what kind of gifts have you given me? What kind of gift is in me? You know, I want to operate in what you has already put in me, because that's what you meant for me to do. Reveal to me or have it revealed to me. But you, a lot of time with me, I don't always ask openly out stuff because the devil can take it. He can take it because it, you know, manifests a fault, something, whatever it is. But usually a lot of time with me, I may pray in my heart. A lot of time I don't even really pray it out when I'm praying. Because I want the real, I want the genuine, I want the truth. And see, when you're knowing about demonic world and satanic world, you got demons that hang around, and God has to open your eyes up to see them, hang around, and they listen to everything that you say come out of your mouth. That's why a lot of time, something we come out of our mind to what we want to do, and the next thing we'll find some for the enemy of spiritual warfare, whatever it is, because we don't say it open out of our mouth, and the devil heard it. So now he's going to try to stop it. He's going to try to hinder it. Sometimes the devil can take, those spirits can go and take it to another person. Somebody that you don't even know or whatever it is, and then they start to come against you. Wonder why they come against me? 9 to 10, that demon, they already speak to him anyway. He don't win and whisper in their ear. So this is why we have to learn about both realms of the spirit so we can know how the devil operates, so we can know how to not allow him to, you know, to get stuff or to operate in things to hinder us in our walk. We'll know what strategy to use. But the Bible said, the 11th verse said, but all of these, no matter all these different gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, working of prophecy, miracles, discerning of spirits, kind of tongues, or interpretation tongues, he said, but all of these, work it that one and the self same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Several as he will. And that's why, when I hear people talk, this is why I say you have to know Scripture. I don't know all the Bible. I'm not saying that. But sometimes some things people can say, I know it ain't in the Bible. Know it in the Bible. Because he said, as he will. So if he has already given me what he want to, he gave me what he want me to have for the work that I'm going to be called to do. Not just because I want to operate in, and not just because I want to, you know, for whatever my reason is, because 9 to 10, if I want it, not always, but 9 to 10 is because I think it is within something that people be able to see in me, something that's not. But he has already equipped me, given me what I need, but also I have to grow in him and also allow those gifts to be perfected in me. Like I tell people, when you get saved, born again, you get the Holy Spirit, you die to the flesh, the gift is already there. But you'll be able to discern more about what you've seen and what you know. And this is why another thing I say, I don't get it. A lot of time with a lot of different people, I said, operating the gift of prophecy, because what I've been used to, whenever the Holy Spirit is showing them, they know what they're saying. They know exactly what they're saying. So I don't get it. Not trying to come against anyone or anything, but something I don't get it. I don't understand it. Maybe it's not for me to understand it. Because I feel if the Spirit of God's showing me anything, He already knows what He's showing me. If He's using me, He already knows exactly what it is. He don't need a whole lot of other stuff. He don't need that. I just truly don't get it. Yes, I'm seeking Him and asking Him, Lord, you know, because I don't want to be coming against anything or whatever. But I do believe in my heart, like I said, a lot of people operate in the gift instead of the anointing, because that's the difference. You can have the gift, and that particular gift is anointing in one sense. But when the anointing of God is using you, He already knows. He already sees, and you can just let it flow up out of you. So I do believe, because like I said, in the world, you got people that can operate with the gift. They can tell you what they're saying. But a lot of times they don't know what they're saying or why. So it's about, that's why sometimes I try to be careful and be sensitive also to the Spirit of God, or let whatever He's saying, you know, bear witness with me. And I do know, like I said, studying, you know, what is Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and all them, what's kind of tell you about the different prophetic voices and tell you about the ones that's even false prophets and things, can prophesy exactly. Sometimes they can prophesy your heart. You hearken to desire to whatever. And however that gift can operate, it can tell you exactly, give you that word, because this is exactly what your heart wants. And I have often asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, some I don't understand. Because I see a lot of time with people telling people about this, that, and other, but I see people's spiritual growth. They're not there. Why would you not deal with that person's growth in you and the calling that you got on their life? But anyway, telling them about all this other stuff in the world that they want. And the money they want, and the many lands and home and all that stuff, I said I just can't see according to Scripture, because you're more concerned about a person's heart, their relationship with you, and what you call them to do. Then after they get that, then you can bless them with the other thing. And the people that I've known, I've heard different people say different things to them and prophesy to them, and I was asking the Lord, do they pick up what I pick up? Because these people don't talk about God. They don't want God. They don't talk about, hurting people and how to help them. They just talk about them, their family, and they want to be blessed so they can bless their family. I don't ever hear them talk about how they want God to bless them to be a blessing to other people. But you don't see people, you know, talk to them about, you know, all this other stuff. But I don't see the growth. Seconds. And also, what I don't see is a lot of times when they go through problems, they squeal like a pig. And I'm saying, but Lord Jesus, according to Scripture, You want us to mature in You for working a ministry, not a mature in things, just to have a lot of money. But then I can't go nowhere and pray for people to get healed, delivered, and set free. So that right there tells me a lot of time I do believe that people are operating the gifts instead of under the anointing. Because first of all, the anointing of God, when it comes forth, it's going to come forth and correct the thing that's wrong in you. It's not going to build up on your flesh. It's not going to do that. And so, you know, I'm praying, like I say, that the Lord will just open up real true people. And it is to help people so they can walk in everything. Because you bless a person with a lot of material wealth, they already prideful, they're going to get worse. They're going to get worse because they think it's all about them. You know, because one particular person had told me one time, said, I know God's going to bless me if you don't bless nobody else. I told him, you, something wrong with you. That's because he's going to bless whomever, because he said he brings the just with the unjust. So I don't think I'd have said that in the world, but I know I'm not going to say it in Christ, because why? He, his word tells me he's going to bless whom he wants to bless. So why would I think God just going to bless me? Ain't going to bless y'all? That's a selfish thought. That's not the heart of God. That's why I say sometimes the people, when they're preaching and teaching people and telling people wrong, they're building up on their flesh. But we got to come down and tell people the truth. If you see pride or, you know, any of these things, different and all this stuff, we're supposed to preach against that. And that's what God used to have me preaching a lot of time, you know, in what I preach on different subjects, like the rebellion, stubbornness, stiff-necked pride, also presumption, sin, and all of those different things, so people can understand and check their life out to see if they're operating in any of that. And a lot of them told me, well, you know, so pastor said, well, they don't preach this in my church. I know that, because y'all come here acting like this. But you need to know. These are things that can hinder you in your relationship with the Lord. I don't have to preach to y'all about money, all that stuff, all the time. Oh, guess what? You get in the place in God, guess what? That going to come. Blessing, whatever, it's going to come. But I cannot build up the kingdom of Satan with pride and stubbornness and you know, you high and mighty, all of that stuff, because I'm building up his kingdom. I come to tear his kingdom down. Or we come to tear it down. I said, but, you know, we got to work, I mean, really work. That's why I'm praying and asking God to raise up laborers to start this tearing down this kingdom that these preachers and things have built up, Satan's kingdom. And that's why God's kingdom cannot be established around them, because they done built up. I mean, so many people just, you know, done built up. Only think about, they think about God, their own personal life. I was trying to tell a lady the other day, you know, she wanted to hurry up and get off so she can do this and do that and do the other, you know, all this stuff. That's no kingdom value. Because if you want God to move for you, then your time got to be God's timing. Because time is in his hand, life is in his hand. You know, and God will, like I said, I know that God will give you the time to do what you need to do. But we cannot expect God for the jump for us. Then I got to put in, okay, God, you move within these 5 minutes, because if not, I got something else I got to do. And you got to understand about certain situations, you know what I'm talking about there, but I'm trying to say a lot of things that people is teaching and telling people. You know, and God don't have, because he's not going to move in for that time I want to move in. So now I got to have you waiting before him, and waiting and waiting and waiting. I have gone, and I'm going to go ahead on because my time is running out, but I have, at one time, when I was trying to learn the Lord, I thought I heard the Lord tell me to go out of town one time in a place I didn't, you know, never been there, whatever it is. And so I had a goddaughter to take me, and we went to the city, and, you know, and we parked, and I sit, and she asked me, she said, the Lord telling you, I said, he have not said anything, but I believe what the Lord was doing was seeing if I was willing to obey him and go without knowing where I had to go, why I was going or where I had to go. But I obeyed him. I went and waited. He never did show up anything or do anything. But I believe I showed him in my heart. He don't have to give me every detail, you know, for me to trust him. Because sometimes God would test you to see if you would obey. That's the simplest thing. Or if your timing is his timing, and knowing that he got it in his hand. So we praise God for the word that come forth. We praise God for talking about the gift and what we can understand about the spiritual gifts, not only in ourselves, but also in other people. It's, as he said, the word of God tell us all these gifts, all these things, works that one and self-same spirit, dividing to every man separate as he will. So that meant, is that as he will, that meant that he gave me what he wanted me to have, somebody else what they want them to have. As many as he given me, I mean, I know them all in me. I need to seek him about, you know, about that. and they will operate at the spirit will, not as I will. I can't pull them up. Say, but okay, I want to prophesy now. Okay, I want to preach now. Because one thing I've noticed with me, and I learned this, a lot of times people have asked me to get up and preach. And the minute instead of the preaching anointing comes up, the teaching anointing comes up. Sometimes they've asked me to teach. But when I get up there, the anointing for preaching come on. When no teaching is slowing it down and explaining everything, preaching is not. So it's at the spirit with it. It wasn't as I would, but it wasn't as what they called me to do or invited me to do. When you yield over and give up to the Spirit, when you get up there, you do what the Spirit tells you to do. Don't care what people want or don't want. Because he wants to use you to reveal himself. And you have to really get over that, because a lot of times what people do, where they ask me, I want to be obedient. Well, you're going to be obedient to the Spirit of God, or you're going to be obedient to people. If they close the door and don't let you back, at least you did what the Lord wanted you to do. And that's what I have to learn how to do. That's why I don't let nobody's spirit be pulling on me to have me to do what they want me to do. It's not that I'm being that, but I'm being obedient to the Spirit of God. And that's what he had me teaching, telling people, you be obedient to the Spirit of God. It doesn't matter if you're preaching, teaching to me. It doesn't matter of what I want to hear, what I want to this, what I want to do. You're his servant. He's using you. Then I have to adjust myself to hear of the yield to whatever he wants to use you to do. Not put on your spirit to try to make you to give me what I want you to give me or how I want you to give me. No, I'm not intending to do that, but it's hell. Well, Father, we just thank you for the ones that call in, God, and for the ones that you put on. We pray, Father God, that the word will go forth and get down in their spirit, Father. Whatever it is that you want them to know and see, God. And I pray also, God, for the gifts that's in them that they don't even know there. I ask you to stir them up, God. I ask you, Lord, to reveal them, God. We speak to every spirit that's, gifts that lay dormant in them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That the fire of God go upon them gifts, Father God, and bring forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to use them in those gifts, God, and let them have, God, the peace, the encouragement from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those are the gifts that you give them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now for your anointing. We thank you for a closer walk, closer relationship, Father. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we give you all the glory and all the praise and bless them and keep them in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Amen. So we're going to say good night to you all until I talk to you all again. But be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, good night.